Good morning, people of God. We're glad to have you with us here on the Voice of the Shepherd from King of Greece Lutheran Church in Wacan and Trinity Lutheran Church in Kelmer. Today, we are observing Reformation Sunday at our churches, and so I thought that I would share a little bit with you about the history of the Lutheran Reformation. The beginning of the Reformation is familiar to many, but it's worth retelling. On October 31, 1517, Martin Luther nailed 95 theses, or statements, to the door of the Castle Church in Wittenberg, Germany. In these, he voiced his concern over the misuse of papal indulgences, which are pieces of paper that supposedly set souls free from purgatory. People bought indulgences for their loved ones, who they believed were trapped in purgatory. John Tetzel, an indulgence salesman at that time, made this promise to those who bought his indulgences. He said, "As soon as the coin in the coffer rings, a soul from purgatory springs." Indulgences confused the preaching of Christ crucified for us and misdirected people's trust away from Jesus to their own works. At the core of this issue was repentance and faith. The church had substituted its traditions for the gospel. It taught people to trust in superstitious works rather than Jesus and his forgiveness. What began with the nailing of the 95 theses became what we know today as the Lutheran Reformation. And at the heart and center of the Reformation was the most important question that can be asked. How does a sinner become a saint? Or on what basis will God let me into heaven? The medieval Catholic Church taught that if you do the best that you can do, God will give you grace to do better, and by cooperating with God's grace, you will become good enough for God. However, if you do not become good enough for God in this lifetime, you would go to purgatory when you die and would there complete the process of becoming a saint through penance. This teaching, this false teaching of salvation, is based on works. It emphasizes what you do for God rather than what God has done for you. It causes doubt and despair. Am I good enough? Have I done enough? And this is exactly the effect it had on Martin Luther. He was a devoted monk in the monastery. He fervently prayed and studied God's word, but he was distressed. The more he tried to live according to God's law, the more he realized his inability to keep it. And this caused Luther great anxiety and uncertainty regarding his salvation. Luther struggled because he recognized his own sin and his inability to keep the law. But through his study of the Bible, of the scriptures, Luther learned that God justifies sinners. He declares them righteous, not by anything that we do, but only on account of what Jesus did for us. As St. Paul says in Romans chapter 3, Paul says, "Therefore, by the deeds of the law, no flesh will be justified in his sight, for by the law is the knowledge of sin. For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God, being justified freely by his grace through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus, whom God set forth as a propitiation by his blood through faith, that he might be just and the justifier of the one who has faith in Jesus. Where is boasting then? It is excluded. Therefore, we conclude that a man is justified by faith apart from the deeds of the law." When Luther understood that the righteousness that God demands is given to us in Christ, he said it was as if he had entered paradise itself. God freely gives us the forgiveness of sins. We can't buy, sell, or earn it. Jesus paid the price in full with his death on the cross. Jesus was exactly what John the Baptizer proclaimed him to be, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. At the heart of the Lutheran Reformation was a concern for the gospel and the Word of God. Scripture teaches us to rely on Jesus, who came into this world to save sinners like you and me. He gave his life so that we wouldn't have to. He rose again from the dead, giving us our future hope. God grant us faith to cling to the gospel truth, boldly proclaim it, and share it as a comfort to sinners in need. For as Paul says, "For by grace you have been saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it is a gift of God, not of works, lest anyone should boast." Thanks be to God that our salvation doesn't rely on our works, but on our dear Lord Jesus, who gave his life for you, so that you and I could be forgiven and have a certain hope of eternal life. Amen. You are listening to Pastor Abraham Fogsden on the Voice of the Shepherd, pastor at King of Grace Lutheran Church in Waukon and Trinity Lutheran Church in Kelmer. Please join us for one of our services at 9 a.m. on Sunday mornings in Waukon or at 11 a.m. in Kelmer. You can also find us on Facebook or at our website. May God bless your week, and a happy Reformation to you.